Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Murder suspect captured after police chase in North Wichita. We've got the story.
A judge rules Wichita officer shooting of a vet with PTSD was reasonable. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We finished out the month of November warmer than average, and that trend continues today. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Senior U.S. officials say President Trump is considering ousting Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and replacing him with CIA Director and former Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo following less than a year on the job for Tillerson. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders did not deny that's what Trump has been thinking of doing, but she suggested that no move was imminent, saying the president and Tillerson plan to work together to close out the year. A murder suspect arrested after a police pursuit in North Wichita. The chase ended with the driver crashing into another car and knocking down a utility pole. Officer Charlie Davidson says the chase began near 25th and Arkansas Thursday morning and ended about 30 minutes later at 24th and Market.
After the suspect vehicle had struck the black Mitsubishi traveling north, the vehicle then struck a guide wire or guideline connected to the power poles here, causing damage to the power lines and also the power poles, which has caused some traffic lights to go out in this area. So we obviously have Westar Energy out here now.
The 27-year-old female driver of one of the cars taken to a hospital with minor injuries. An 18-year-old male not injured, but police say he is a suspect in a murder earlier this summer in the 500 block of South Laclede. He was arrested on a felony warrant on an unrelated incident. An 11-year-old girl is home safe after reporting that she had been followed by a man and woman in a white SUV in Andover. The incident happened Thursday afternoon at the Crescent Lakes Edition near the park at Westchester and Woodstone in Andover. Police are asking if anyone has any information, please contact the Andover Police Department. And you can read the full police release in our news story at knssradio.com. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit against the city of Wichita, saying police officers' actions in the fatal shooting of an Iraq war veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder were reasonable.
The Wichita Eagle reports police fatally shot 26-year-old Icarus Randolph in front of his family in 2014, when he came toward officers with a knife and, after a taser, did not stop him. Family members say they were attempting to get Randolph taken to a hospital so he could be treated for a mental health crisis. The family's lawsuit says officers did not follow proper procedure on dealing with mental health crisis when approaching Randolph, who had PTSD. Sedgwick County District Court Judge Bruce Brown ruled Wednesday that the officers' actions were reasonable and says police procedure on dealing with mental health crisis allows officers to use their discretion. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans are hoping to finish tax reform by the end of this week.
Republicans say failure is not an option on tax reform. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the consequences of blowing this opportunity would be devastating.
Our base fractures. People won't put up our signs. People won't write checks. The party will collapse of its own weight. Steve Bannon will have a great argument to beat us all. Other than that, nothing.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is hammering Republicans for what he calls a lack of outreach.
The way this tax bill is being rammed through is exactly why the American people believe our politics is so broken.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke with the Christian Broadcast Network about tax reform. The vice president says he and President Trump believe tax reform will not add to the deficit.
We're not only not going to see deficits from these tax cuts, but when they're all fully implemented, we think you're going to see not only incomes rise in this country, our economy grow, but you're also going to see the federal government have even more resources to provide for our military to meet the obligations that we've made.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
For the first time, WSU is hosting an NCAA volleyball regional That is coming up today, and we'll talk about that coming up at sports.
The Salvation Army's bell ringers are out in force in Sedgwick County. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Salvation Army's red kettles can be seen outside retailers throughout Sedgwick County, as always, during the Christmas season. Wichita Commander Major Joseph Wheeler tells KNSS News, holiday fundraising supports Salvation Army programs throughout the year. Do you have any estimates on how many lives are touched by the Salvation Army in Sedgwick County?
Well, I can tell you last year, 53,300 people received emergency assistance, and that could be anything from a food basket to assistance with utilities, rent, etc.
Major Wheeler is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Number of kids in foster care is on the rise.
For the fourth year in a row, the Department of Health and Human Services says substance abuse by parents is a major factor in the increase of kids in foster care. The HHS says it counted 437,500 children as of September 30, 2016. Parental substance abuse a factor in 34% of the 2016 cases where a child was removed from a home, up from 32% a year earlier. About 92,000 children were removed from homes because at least one parent had a drug abuse issue. The peak number, 524,000 children in 2002. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. We're Steve and Ted.
Stalled out vehicle westbound K96 at Webb Road. Watch for a potential slowdown there. Again, that's westbound K96 at Webb Road. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few high clouds to start the day, looks like a breezy and warm afternoon for us. We'll be in the mid-50s around lunchtime, 61 for our high this afternoon. Partly cloudy and not as cool tonight, our low 39, Saturday's high 62, and we may get close to 70 by Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 3 miles per hour, 36 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Menu can be found at monarchwichita.com, the Monarch in Delano. 8:10, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. There was a time when we all felt like we were pretty doggone safe going to church. One place in the world where you were safe from all kinds of violence and harm, but not necessarily the case anymore, as you know, if you've been paying attention to the headlines. The United Methodist Great Plains Conference will present an active shooter training at Chapel Hill United Methodist Church Sunday at 3 p.m. And with us this morning is Reverend Holly Tapley, Deacon in Residence at Chapel Hill UMC and Disaster Response Coordinator at Great Plains. You're going to lead the session. Good morning. You're going to You're going to lead the session there, right?
Yes, correct.
Now, where is Chapel Hill located?
Chapel Hill is off of 13th. It's 13th and Chapel Hill Street.
Okay. That northeast, northwest?
Oh, gosh. I'm new into this area.
Oh, okay. I've been here a long time, and I'm not familiar with it. We'll find it, all right? We'll find
it. This is the south part of town, I think.
Oh, how did you become a disaster response coordinator? How did that come about?
Oh, gosh. I haven't been doing disaster work, mission work, since the late 70s. And through the years of being in the ministry and for 30 years, really, took volunteers and responded, and it has been a passion. And so the opportunity came several years ago to do this as a full-time focus instead of being in a local church setting, and I jumped at it.
So, but specifically, though, shooter training. What? Tell me about that. How'd that come about?
Oh, gosh. Unfortunately, as our world has changed, part of our training as disaster response coordinators and professionals, we have to look at all areas, all walks of life, all things that affect or could present a disaster. And about a year and a half ago, FEMA offered this active shooter training along with Homeland Security information, and I went to that training and have done about a dozen trainings up till this point, not knowing that when I took that training a year and a half ago that it was going to be such a prominent topic, issue that we have to face in our churches today.
Now, you, the reverend in front of your name, is it, are you Methodist minister?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So where are you on this whole issue of should we bring guns into the church? And where's the church on, Methodist church on that?
Well, the Methodist church passed a resolution in 2014 that all United Methodist churches in the Great Plains Conference, which is Kansas and Nebraska, are weapon-free zones. So that is the conference stance. Personally, my stance, I agree. I do not believe that our places of worship are places where we need to carry guns. My take on this, my focus on this, is active shooter awareness. I think we as people, regardless of our faith, and if we have no faith, that we need to live a more excellent life in a more excellent way. I think we need to live in a spirit of confidence and not fear, yet unfortunately, we have to be aware of our surroundings these days.
So are you taking kind of the approach that you would if, say, what would we do if, a tornado hits us? Or is it more like that approach or
yes.
With specific things that you want to do, of course?
Well, exactly. And it is. It's making people aware. It's helping people to have options to know. I mean, research tells us that if you are prepared and if you know what to do, if you have a plan of action, then you're going to respond in a positive way rather than freezing and panic happening. Now, that's still going to take place with some people. But, you know, my focus is that we learn what to do and we learn to respond in a positive way immediately.
Well, you know, this kind of preparation is done for schools now or any place where people, frankly, people are gathered in numbers. It makes sense to at least go into a church or a church setting and know what we would do or think about what we would do if something like this comes up.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
You know, many people tell you churches are soft spots. And unfortunately, you know, our doors are open to every, it's not unfortunately. I don't want you.
Okay. Rephrase it.
Exactly. You know, our doors are open to all people, and that's what we're about is inviting people into our places of worship and making them to feel family and making them to feel secure. So by no means am I wanting to heighten our insecurity, but I want us to know and to be prepared. With just little things like observing our surroundings.
Right.
You know, and that's the most important thing, whether we're at church or we're at work, we're at school, or even if we're at the mall.
All right.
Just trying to help people to have a different view through their eyes of what they're looking at, but not be afraid.
Right.
Well, confident.
Reverend Tapley, thank you for being with us. You again are Reverend Holly Tapley. Deacon in Residence, Chapel Hill UMC, and the United Methodist Church Chapel Hill is located off 13th and Chapel Hill in the eastern part of our city. And Sunday they're going to have a seminar on disasters and being prepared for the possibility of an active shooter at 3 o'clock there at Chapel Hill. All right, 8:16 now, Steve and Ted. It is that time of the day, time of the week. That's right. The Kansas City Chiefs update with Mr. Mitch Holtus this morning. Good morning, Mitch. Nice to have you with us, sir.
Hey, good morning, Stephen. Good to be with you. And I was interested in your last guest as I was on hold. First of all, a reminder that, of course, we're brought to you by American Ag Credit. A lot of folks listen to us that are either indirectly or directly involved with the ag industry, of course, in the great air capital. But you know, whether it's financing, there's a lot of folks that have two jobs. They figured out that they're a great resource.
Right.
American Ag Credit. So check them at agloan.com. You know, you got the old Cheney Cardinal over there, Greg Reno.
Right.
So drives out to Castleton to think. But anyway,
so
it's a good place to go to think.
So what do we do? What are the Chiefs doing? I mean, it's like we've hit the low point after that loss last week. There's nothing good you can think about. I look at it, and of course, it's, you know, I'm thinking, are the interior line, is that the secret, or is the quarterback, is Smith just going bad? You know, there's so many things. Has Andy got his finger on what's wrong here? I guess that's what I'm asking, Mitch.
Well, it's a thousand bazillion dollar question. Now, it's like you and I, when we took our SAT or ACT, we just filled in all of the above on all of them, right? That's what we could do here and get a good score in a difficult situation. It's all of that. And yes, Andy's trying to figure it out. Andy spent his whole life figuring things out. That's why he's so successful. Other than Belichick, he's the most successful current NFL coach. But this one's got him perplexed. He is trying to figure out what's going wrong. Now, how do you fix it? That's the deal here. And we're going right back to New York. We were just there 2 weeks ago. And now we're going to go back to play the Jets. It really starts without even thinking about the Jets or this game or the first half or the first quarter. It really starts with tightening the first screw on a whole bunch of screws there. But, get it, find the nut, tighten it, and you move on. And it does start with the offensive line. They had one of their worst games in recent memory, probably the worst offensive line game for an Andy Reid coach Chiefs team. And that's where it's got to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at that
deal,
okay.
Well, here's what's going on, I think, in one of my video review.
Yeah.
Is the Chiefs get up the line of scrimmage. They got their play call. The linemen make their calls. Then they might change it. This is a little bit like K-State. Greg Reno watches K-State, too. And I know sometimes it'll drive him crazy, where they wait so long, and then the defense, right before the snap, because they're running out of time in the play clock, changes their look right before the snap, throwing everything off.
Right.
They're going right to Kareem Hunt. And so Kareem Hunt, the great running back, doesn't even have any chance to get ahead of steam. So it starts the offensive line, but it also may start with getting a hurry-up going, speeding things up. Doing it before. Get the fox out of the chicken house, or move the chickens anyway before the fox gets there, or shoot the fox. That's an idea. Just shoot it. But anyway, that's where we're at.
Well, you got a good point. That's a great point, because I think that, you know, when these guys start calling these audibles and they're, you know, all this baloney at the last second, I'm thinking, hey, man, line up, run the play, block, tackle, and do what you do, you know?
Go. And that's Lenny would say many, many times, he'd say, sometimes you just get up and bang, you go. And he always bang. And so it's almost a bang, you know, try it. Because they're just right now kind of wallowing with this. There's got to be some countermeasures to what everybody's doing to screw up the offense.
Yeah.
Offensively, they've played better. They haven't played juggernaut offenses.
Yeah.
And this Jets team this week has a couple guys that can just run by you. You can be in the perfect call, being the great, you set up fine, and then they just, this Robbie Anderson that they've got, number 11, just runs by everybody, and Josh McCown, who is he might be the Eddie Plapa or the Hank Schlestel right now of the NFL, because this guy's on his eighth team.
Hmm.
So he's playing great, but he just throws it up there, and the dude runs and catches it.
As you were talking about, Hank Schlestel did email me this last week, thanking you for all the publicity there.
Denny, good for him.
Yeah,
you know, we need to maybe we get a get together in the off season.
But, you know, it's,
and get all the boys together.
It's great to have the games here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All the Chiefs game. We're looking forward to turning things around this weekend. Let's maybe just put a little more oomph into our cheering section and get things turned around as you go to New York to play the Jets. And, Mitch, how does the Chiefs game at New York against the Jets, I think I know, but somehow tie in with Shocker football in the Eddie Plapa Kansas City Chiefs Shocker football update? How?
Well, you may know, but you may not know. I don't know. Did you ever go back to the same place twice in 3 weeks?
Yes.
I mean, long trips.
Oh, no,
You're going to win the Marconi. Well, you're going to win the Marconi Award, and they're going to send you to New York, and you and Ted get the award.
Then, okay.
Then you're going to go right back to go to the Academy Awards. You ever had to do that?
Yeah, no.
I'm going to stay in the same room,
okay.
Same hotel,
oh, okay.
Same spot. I thought about putting a do not disturb up on my door,
right?
And thinking, I'll just keep my stuff here. Why would I pack all my stuff, take it home, kick it right back? The Shockers had a very similar circumstance, because I know when you got up this morning, you were thinking 1956.
Oh, yeah.
1956. Here we go. The 1956 Shockers, and I've talked about Jim Klesanin before. He was the Shocker, I think he's a Shocker quarterback or running back or something. This 56 team was a little bit of a unique group. They had 9 different guys that attempted passes. But here's what they had that was truly unique. They had to go on September the, let me get this right, 1956, on November the 10th, they played at Cincinnati. The next week, on November the 17th, they had to play at Dayton. Now, it's not exactly the same place, but it's 53.6 miles apart. I've been to Dayton, and I've been to Cincinnati, and I've gone from Cincinnati to Dayton.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going Wichita to, I don't know, McPherson, right?
Right.
Think about the Shock football team of 56. November the 10th, they played at Cincinnati. The next week, they had to play at Dayton. Did they just stay out there?
No.
Why would you come all the way back to go all the way back?
Okay.
Anyway, the Shocks lost to Cincinnati. Wasn't good. But they did rally to come back and beat Dayton the next week. So the Chiefs lost to the Giants. They're going to go right back and this time beat the Jets, just like the 56 Shock. Now, all three teams, interesting that year, Cincinnati, Dayton, and Wichita, all won 4 games. And they all beat each other. Dayton beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati beat Wichita. Wichita beat Dayton. There you go. Anyway, you can't go back to the same place. It's pretty far away, 2 weeks in a row, if you don't have a team, so bring it back.
Yeah. It's
Steve, bring it back.
Deja vu all over again. Mitch.
There you go. Wouldn't you just keep your stuff there? Just
yeah.
Stay there?
Hey, have a great call on Sunday. We look forward to it right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we'll talk to you next week. Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now 8:24 with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute media attack on White House Christmas decorations. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.